7 deadly sins: lust, gluttony, greed, laziness, wrath, envy, and pride. They're tearing this world apart. Each one of us deals with at least one in our makeup. But God graciously has given us the power to break free from their clutches. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we wrap up this series today called Still Deadly. And please stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our special edition book called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and for All. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. But today is the very last day that it'll be available, so please don't miss out. I'm joined again today by my good friend Keith Henry. Keith, you've been great over these last couple of weeks. Time has flown. We're at our last day.
Yep, it's been very good, Bernie. Enjoyed it very much.
You know, what struck me as I've listened to you speaking about our different personality types and our weaknesses is how complex we are as people. You know, we see people and we interact with them during the day, but we never really stop to think how incredibly complex we each are. You know, there are so many layers. And as we've looked at each personality type, and I'm going to ask you to go through those personality types again and look at the strengths and weaknesses of those personality types just to kind of tie it all together today. But you look at all that and you stand back and you think, man, these people couldn't possibly have evolved from some primeval slime. You know, if God didn't create us, it just... You know, it takes more faith for me to believe in evolving from the primeval slime than it does to believe in a creator who created these incredibly complex people. We talked about 7 different deadly sins. I'd just like to go through each of them again today. And you said, look, each personality type has like a virtue, something that they're really good at.
Yes.
And sort of like a flip side of the coin, which is the downside of that personality type. And from what I gather from what you were saying was that the way that say, a leader deals with his or her lust is by exercising their virtue, which is godliness. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. God's given us a way out for each personality and each sin, the 7 deadly sins. And in terms of a leader, because they have a lustful life, they have an adventurous spirit, and it can undo them because they get into all the sins that they're quite easy to open to because they're so active and so out there. But they have to react to those things in a godly way. But what do we mean by that? The godly way that suits the leader is justice and truth. You think of God. Mm-hmm. He's a loving God. So they have to have that love, but they really want justice.
Mm-hmm. And is that a natural inclination of the leader?
It is.
And so if the leader replaces the downside with the upside, that's how he or she wins.
Exactly. So they have to look at justice and truth in terms of what is God's justice, not revenge in the world.
Okay. So the leader, the downside for that personality type is lust. But if we could summarize, the virtue corresponding is godliness.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay, tell me about the encourager. The encourager's sin is gluttony, which was kind of weird.
Yes, they want more of everything, and they want to do everything. They just don't settle down. They're forever on the move. Life's exciting for them, but they have to focus more. They actually have to get one thing that they're passionate about and focus on it, so they become more in moderation, not so many things that they're doing at one time.
Okay. So for the encourager, the sin is gluttony, but the strength, the virtue, is moderation.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What about the server? The server is someone who serves. Love being around servers. All your servers can come over to my place.
Well, the server in this case, we're talking about a server who's got greed, and the greed referring there is hoarding things. So it's not gluttony, as we said. It's of wanting more and more. It's hoarding things because they don't think they have enough. The hoarding is based upon fear. So that what they have to do, the way out, is really they're a knowledge person. So get more word, get more knowledge, and then go out and use it. They actually have to put it into action. Go out in faith, in other words.
Okay. So if they're hoarding their money because they're afraid they won't have enough for tomorrow, the way to deal with that is to, for instance, exercise faith by giving some of that away.
Exactly. Or entering a new project if they want to do
it.
Right. Actually going and doing it instead of just gaining more knowledge and being too scared.
The teacher? What's the teacher's deadly sin?
The deadly sin is sloth there, or what we call laziness.
I love that, sloth.
Yes, but as I said, even the busy can be lazy, right? It's really putting off what should be done today and putting off tomorrow and the tomorrow and the tomorrow. It's not having priorities to do things and sticking to them. So the virtue of that is perseverance.
Okay. So sticking with things and seeing them through to completion.
Yes.
Right.
And having a priority to do the first things first, not put them to the last.
All right, the prophet. The prophet's someone who speaks out right and wrong. In fact, the prophets in the Bible were the people who spoke out God's right and wrong. What's the deadly sin that the prophet has a problem with?
The deadly sin is anger, but it's not an anger that a leader might use in shouting at somebody. Right. It's an internal anger that they resent things not being perfect. They resent people not doing the right thing. So what they have to do, they have to have integrity of God's integrity there. They actually look at his standard. God has a standard. These are standard people, right? They like a standard set, a very high standard. So they have to look at God's standard, not their standard, and work to God's standard.
So the prophet's the person who finds it hard to soar like an eagle when they're surrounded by turkeys.
Exactly. But so they have to really, God's standard is be patient and understanding with everyone.
Yeah, it is. All right, the carer.
The carer has envy as the deadly sin that they have most of. They love what other people have. The carer is a loving person. And they go up and down their emotions in, you know, they want to experience the ride. But the way out of it for it, and the only way out, is to show love to others. They're sensitive, not to their own feelings, become sensitive to other people's feelings and show love to them.
And the neat thing about that is that's the carer's natural inclination anyway, isn't it?
It is.
Is to show love. So really, they're replacing their sin with their virtue.
Exactly.
If they live out their virtue, the sin actually has no room.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
That's God's way, isn't it?
Focus on others, not themselves.
Yeah. All right, the giver.
The giver, it's pride here, which sounds very, very funny, but say I'm supporting your ministry and I'm the biggest supporter, I then start want to expect things from you. I want you to do it my way. I don't want you to do this. I want you to do that. So they think, pride can think, I'm the power behind the throne. I'm the one that has done everything. The way over that is brotherly kindness. They actually have to give with kindness without any expectation of return. Just give through a loving heart.
In each case, there's a natural virtue that these personality types have. And the natural virtue, if they exercise that, God starts driving out the sin.
He does. We can't do it. There is no way. You can become like a monk, a Buddhist monk, and you can become the highest level you want and the peaceful person, but you cannot break through the divine nature.
No, that's a thing that God does through his spirit. Hey, listen, Keith, it's been fascinating spending these couple of weeks with you. Time has just gone out the window, but it's been really fascinating. And I've learned so much about myself and about other people.
That's good, Bernie. I've enjoyed being here. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Hopefully we'll be able to have Keith Henry back another time. And, yeah, it's been a real blessing. God bless you.
Thank you.
The devil is constantly trying to trip you up with the same old tricks, lies, deceptions, and temptations. But Jesus came to give you victory, complete victory, over all that stuff. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition ebook. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and For All. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. Remember, this isn't one of our usual life application booklets, but a special edition e-book, so don't miss out. That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.